Florida hospitals are under capacity as they anticipate a rise in COVID-19 patients within the month. The lack of patients, coupled with increased spending to bulk up on supplies, has some of these hospitals considering furloughs. I'm Lynn Hatter. Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami is the state's largest, with nearly 800 beds. Many of those beds, about 370 of them, are empty, according to state data as of Friday morning. Some nurses are being told to stay home for now.
And we're like, are you crazy? I mean, this is not a time to furlough nurses. We need to be training them. And if we're lucky enough to have 4 weeks till the peak, we can actually train them well.
Jackson Memorial nurse and local union president Martha Baker lamented about the plight in a recent conference call hosted by the SEIU, an employee union. Her question as to why some healthcare workers are being sidelined in the midst of an increasing public health crisis has an answer. Florida Safety Net Hospital Alliance CEO Justin Senior says it comes down to mostly one thing, money, or a lack of it.
It's a dire situation. That has been probably the most extreme difficulty that hospitals around the state have been dealing with.
The Alliance's members are made up of children's, teaching, and public hospitals like Jackson Memorial. Senior says hospitals have spent a lot of money trying to prepare for COVID-19, money they've spent on masks, personal protective equipment, supplies, and at the same time, they've stopped doing profitable elective surgeries and postponed others, which is how hospitals make money. The result? Furloughed nurses.
So what you've got is hospitals that are, compared to their normal running capacity, nearly vacant. That's sort of in contrast to what you're seeing in New York, but you have to remember that no surge like they've seen in New York has happened in Florida yet. The hospitals are in a state of preparedness and they're in a state of readiness.
Number one, the CARES bill that we just passed has $100 billion for hospitals that are responding to the coronavirus.
Florida Congresswoman Donna Shalala served as U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary between 1995 and 2001.
While they're getting some money for the coronavirus patients, and we're paying for free tests, and the insurance companies are covering some of the costs of taking care of the coronavirus patients, and we have upped the amount that the state's going to get for its own Medicaid program, that does not offset the losses for not doing everything from transplants to neurosurgery.
While the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in Florida, about 12% of them are resulting in hospitalizations. Shalala suggests Congress could put more money toward hospitals. In the meantime, those facilities continue to order more supplies while rationing the ones they currently have. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.